This is St. Louis Public Radio. When Missouri lawmakers come back into session in January, they'll face the tough task of examining systematic issues highlighted after Michael Brown's death. So far, lawmakers are looking at a number of proposals. But can state lawmakers effectively deal with longstanding problems afflicting the St. Louis region? St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at the challenge ahead.
The past few months have brought about vigorous and often uncomfortable discussions about the frayed relationship between African Americans and law enforcement. But this isn't a theoretical exercise for Clem Smith, a state representative from the St. Louis County town of Velda Village Hills. Smith's house is surrounded by scores of small North St. Louis County municipalities known to aggressively pursue motorists. And he's no stranger to getting a ticket himself and dealing with the local courts.
It's almost like a Six Flags ride. I mean, they to the point where people are like kind of snaking, trying to get into a small courtroom in order to see the prosecutor and the judge or pay their fines.
Smith has been able to pay his traffic fines, but some of his constituents aren't as lucky.
One of the quickest ways for a black man to end up in the system is by way of a traffic ticket, and not answering that traffic ticket that then becomes a warrant. And then jail time, and then now you've got this record for a low-level speeding or whatever it may be, and then it blocks employment opportunity.
Smith is in a position to do something about this lingering source of frustration throughout St. Louis. He and other legislative leaders want to tackle issues that have been in the spotlight, including St. Louis County's municipal court system. One way of doing this is through lowering the percentage of traffic fines a city can have in its budget. That's what State Senator Eric Schmidt of Glendale wants to do.
You have a lot of municipal courts that are being used as revenue generation. And placing citizens and police officers in an unfortunate situation where their main course of interaction is with the speeding ticket.
So some lawmakers are looking at altering municipal courts. Others, like State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, are turning their attention to the police. She introduced a bill that, among other things, would appoint a special prosecutor whenever there's a police-involved shooting. It would also require officers to wear body cameras and restrict when police can use tear gas. The University City Democrat says she was inspired to act by what she experienced during protests throughout the summer and fall.
You try being tear gassed for 3 hours. I mean, it's traumatizing. It truly is, and I have a lot of guts. But let me tell you, not that night.
Between changing municipal courts and police departments, these are just some of the options lawmakers may consider. But incoming House Speaker John Deal offered a word of caution about what the legislature can actually accomplish.
There's not a law you can point to that if it were changed or something were done differently, that it would have avoided what happened. So what happened in Ferguson is more societal.
Even if the legislature could solve societal problems, Senate Minority Leader Joe Kevney says there's no guarantee that lawmakers will act.
There's going to be some pushback on every one of those issues. Now, I think there's more of a stimulus to accomplish something to address the issues in Ferguson. Which one of those issues is going to come front and center, or which two of those issues are going to come front and center? You know, that debate needs to be had.
One person who's bullish about the legislature's ability to respond to the Ferguson unrest is Governor Jay Nixon. It won't be easy, but Nixon says the legislature can find consensus on some potentially vexing issues.
I think that the municipal courts is one. I think there's a lot of police training things that I think the police will embrace. I think there are a number of issues like that where progress can be made. That's my focus.
Lawmakers return to the Capitol on January 7th. And they'll have until the middle of May to start dealing with a generation's worth of challenges. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.